A study on the management of the District Assembly's Common Fund has revealed a lack of compliance with the guidelines for the utilization of the fund by District Assemblies, especially the 2% for persons living with disabilities. The research was conducted by Send Ghana, an NGO committed to promoting good governance and equality of women and men. Speaking at the launch of the report, the country director of Send Ghana, Samuel Zan Nakologo, called on the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to enforce the guidelines for disbursement and utilization of the fund. Yaya Kwamwa has filed this report.
The District Assembly's Common Fund concept was initiated about 10 years ago to bring financial independence to the assemblies to promote development and deepen decentralization. Mr. Akologo said the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development should, as a matter of priority, ensure that all metropolitan, municipal, and district assemblies comply with the guidelines for the disbursement and utilization of the fund for people living with disabilities by establishing committees and opening separate bank accounts for the fund to enable them to access their 2% share. He emphasized the need for district assemblies to pursue innovative measures that will ensure access to information on the district assembly's common fund by citizens to elicit their support and participation in the implementation of DACF projects. According to Mr. Akologo, the DACF remains a viable option for achieving fiscal decentralization, provided all stakeholders work together to ensure the prudent use of the funds in addressing the needs of the poor to reduce poverty. The chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Local Government and Rural Development, Dominic Azuma, welcomed the findings of the research and assured participants of government preparedness to address the challenges.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa.